Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Bob Leonard on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Highland Community Schools Superintendent Chris Armstrong about the recent school board meeting. Superintendent Armstrong, I understand that there were negotiations the other evening with the HEA. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We had our opening proposals that were given. The teachers opened with a 3.39 ask, and we countered with a freeze on salary for both base and step, and then we did give them the TSS raise and the insurance raise, so it amounted to about a 0.26 package on our side.
Okay, and so then what's the process now?
From here, after those our initial public meetings, we go into exempt negotiation sessions, and we'll just start talking and seeing if we can reach an agreement on what we need to do next. We have our next negotiations meeting is this Thursday, tomorrow, at 3:45.
Okay, is this a difficult process?
It's more challenging in years like we're having right now with the state of Iowa giving schools less money than what we need to give adequate raises. That certainly adds the complexity to the process. Also, we're in a situation where we have to cut about $500,000, and so that also adds complexity to the situation. The teachers group that we have been negotiating with has been very good to work with. And I'm hopeful that we will have another good negotiation season and that we'll be able to come to agreement soon.
Does the teachers organization, do they recognize sort of the bind that the legislature has the administration in?
I believe our HEA, our association does, yes.
Have you spoken with our representatives to, in the legislature to express your thoughts on this?
I certainly have. I've been very active, and I have shared my opinions a lot. What we have to really do is develop people within the community to visit with our legislators and let them know how the lack of funding is affecting schools. They, the legislators, understand that the superintendent's going to be talking to them and that the teachers' union's going to be talking to them. I think the real power is going to be when we get our citizens organized and when we get them giving, sending emails and calling legislators on the phone to let them know that the lack of funding that they've been giving is causing us to have to cut back on staff, which means larger class sizes, less administration to help, and less associates to help as well. It's not a good situation we're in, but we're going to have to get parents really active in the process.
Now, some legislators around the state that have said, but we're increasing the funding and the state is in a financial bind. What do you say to that?
The state has committed a lot of dollars to categorical funds. Those are funds that don't help us meet our annual expenses. Those are extra dollars that come in for extra programs. So they have given additional money to education, but it hasn't been helpful for our bottom line. It has been helpful to add programs, but for example, teacher leadership and compensation system takes place for us next year. We're going to probably have to, as we add three teacher leaders, cut three teachers. So it's not helping our bottom line when they are sending money through categorical funds. We need them to adequately fund the state supplemental aid, which goes to the base number of our per student cost. That is what we need. I do understand it's tough fiscal times for the state, but they've also given quite a few tax breaks to business over the last little bit. The hope, I know from the legislators, is that would generate additional revenue. Unfortunately, it is not. So we're going to need to find a balance between trying to spur business, which absolutely can grow the tax base, and adequately funding education.
It seems that this continues year after year, the squeeze on education. How long can this continue and our schools continue to provide a high-quality education?
That's a great question that I don't have a definitive answer for. I know in our case, it's going to put a squeeze on the quality of education that we're going to provide because we're going to have less people in the organization next year to try to meet the same high standards that we've been trying to achieve. So it's inevitable that it's going to have an effect. And this is having an effect not only on small rural schools like Highland, but also on the big city schools that are growing. The Waukee District, I know, had to cut $1 million out of their budget. Iowa City School District, they're having to pinch and save. They're having to have class sizes of, 33 students in order to make ends meet. So at some point, it's absolutely going to have an effect on the quality of education.
Okay, and so your recommendation is for the parents and the rest of the community to make their voices heard about funding education.
Absolutely.
Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
No, I think that's all for today. Educators work hard every day. They go above and beyond, and I just appreciate all the work that our staff does. And even in this time of looking at budget adjustments, our staff is looking how to make the best out of things. And that's who educators are, and that's what they do. And we just hope that at some point the State House will see how valuable our teachers and administrators are.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Highland Superintendent of Schools, Chris Armstrong. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Bob Leonard with KCII News.